Zillow Prospecting. We're talking directly to real estate investors, and if you're interested in that topic at all. But first of all, before I get into that, hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're going to be talking about Zillow prospecting. We're talking directly to real estate investors, and if you're interested in that topic at all. But first of all, before I get into that, let me just first of all say, I want you to stay safe. I wish you and your family the best in all of this craziness that's going on. But please stay safe. With that being said, let's get into it, because business continues, fortunately or unfortunately, as usual, right? So this question says, here I found a property on Zillow, managed to text the seller to get details on the property. She's currently selling for $25,000. Couldn't negotiate any lower than $20,000. She mentions it's in moving ready, so it only needs a little TLC. Okay, TLC stands for tender loving care. That means it doesn't need a lot of work, right? That's ideal. You know, it needs work enough to not be able to put on the market, but needs, you know, very little work so you can do a quick little repairs and put it back on the market, right? So it's one of the it's a text message that came from the seller to this person. Okay, would you like to see the house? Okay, so anytime somebody says, would you like to see the house, the answer should be yes. Okay, yes, absolutely, we're gonna definitely arrange that. You want to see that? You don't want to say things like, no, I don't want to see the house. You know, I understand there's a lot of people preaching not having to go to the house. I am one of them. No, you don't have to go to the house if you have a proper motivated seller. So it's not necessary a lot of times. But if the homeowner is saying, would you like to see the house, it's usually a sign that they are not the most motivated seller that you would know, because they could care less if they are all the way motivated. But some of them are stuck on the conventional way of doing things. You know, a person that normally wants to buy a house will want to see the house, right? And if they're truly all the way motivated and they have a life crisis and they have to get rid of that property, that's the last thing on their mind. They can't wait to close. They just want the house off their papers, right? But most of the time, you're going to find in between, okay? Meaning they're not necessarily all the way motivated, but if you can build enough rapport to a point where they say, you know what, I just want to get rid of the house, that's basically what you're looking for. That's why building rapport is the number one thing that you want to do. Number one, you want to make sure there's some level of motivation. They have to be a motivated seller. And right next to that, number one, the next number one is make sure you're building rapport. They're open to conversations and just building rapport. People only do business with people they feel like they know, like, and trust. Okay, so you definitely want to work on that as you continue to prospect and talk to people. Now, if they're the one that called you, it's a little bit more easier to build that rapport, because they called you because they need what you have to offer. That's going to solve some kind of problem for them, and that's 80% of the work already done. But if you cold call them, then you have to work harder on flipping them to your side, right? So this is another text message from the seller. It says, okay, well, whenever you want to schedule a walkthrough, just let me know. That means they're not really, really desperate, okay? And usually in this kind of conversation, that means the wholesaler is desperate, which is a bad place for you to be in. So if the seller is not motivated, aka desperate, maybe not desperate, it's not the exact same word, but some kind of element of desperacy has to be there. They have to really need to get rid of the property, and time is not on their side. That's the best place. That's ideally where you want to be, right? So, okay, well, whenever you want to schedule a walkthrough, just let me know. That's, you know, that means they don't have to sell, you know. And that's what happens when you call most people that put a house for sale by owner on Zillow. They're usually not motivated. They're so not motivated, they're not willing to call a realtor to do the proper thing to list the house on the market. And I know sometimes they say, hey, for sale by owner, they want to sell at a deep discount. That's not always necessarily true either, okay? So just keep that in mind. Now we're talking about wholesale real estate investing, which is the art and science of finding deeply discounted properties. Why would somebody want to sell you a property deeply discounted if they don't have some kind of motivation to need to get rid of it? It makes life difficult for you if you're prospecting and you're not in control of the conversation in that way, right? So I have two choices. Now the person continues in the text message to the wholesaler. I have two people scheduled to see it tomorrow. Again, now they have options, okay? And if they have options, if they're expressing to you that they have options, that usually means they don't have to deal with you. That's very, 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 I mean, that series of sentences right there. Okay, would you like to see the house? Okay, well, whenever you want to schedule a walkthrough, just let me know. I have two people scheduled to see tomorrow. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just not your prospect, okay? There's no problem for you to solve for them, okay? The only problem you can solve for them is to buy at their asking price. Their asking price at this point, based on what the question is saying, is, was $25,000. Now they're open to $20,000. It's not much space to really make anything happen there, you know? So it says, my question is how to bring up in the conversation with the seller the purchase and sales agreement. Well, if you're gonna go see the house, right, then you can bring it up at that time. They all know that they have to be some kind of agreement at some point, right? But the real truth of the matter is the conversation is already very awkward and uncomfortable for you, and it's probably because you can smell the BS in the conversation. It's probably because you can smell that there's no way for you to help this person solve a problem. You know, wholesalers, real estate wholesaling investing is about solving problems, and you get paid nicely for doing that, but it's about solving problems. But instead of them having the options of all these people coming to see the house, you need to have options. You need to have a pipeline of leads looking for you to help them solve their problem, which is to get rid of a house, right? Motivated seller. So that takes marketing skills, lead generation skills, and you need to fill that pipeline so you can talk to people and say, may I help you? Yes, we can help you, absolutely help you get rid of the property. They need to see you as the only option. And you need to see them as one of many options, because if they don't want to do business with you, okay, no problem. You keep it moving to the next person in the pipeline. That's how you want to set yourself up in this business. And if you're looking to do that, you go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download this book for free, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. Go there right now, download for free. If you go there right now, I'll give you Real Estate Money Secrets in addition to that for free. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.